Hello, missionary Matthew Stuckey here to the island of Luzon, and I wanted to make another video talking about the preparation for becoming a missionary. Now, with the understanding that you're not going to be going to Bible college to get ordained and go to deputation and have all these churches support you, if you're going to do things a scriptural way of getting ordained by a local church, you have to understand that local church might not be able to supply you with $3,000 a month and make you full-time from day one. Most missionaries, they are full-time from day one, and they have all these churches supporting you, but if you do things the scriptural way, you're not gonna have all that support. So you're not gonna be having as much money coming in, and so you need to plan ahead of time financially with what your plan is. And to be a missionary, and or whether it's a pastor in America or a missionary overseas, it's the same way. You might have to, you know, work. You might have to do things and be wise. And so one thing that you need to do is you need to save up money before you become a missionary. Now, this is a very logical and important part of this, because the reality is most people that become missionaries are probably going to go to foreign fields where the value of a dollar is actually a lot more. If you save up $100 in the U.S., it could mean $200, $300, $400, $500 in the place you're going. It makes a lot of sense to be very careful on your expenses and not spend much before you become a missionary, because that money will have so much more value once you go overseas. And so if you're able to be very stingy and save up $4,000, $5,000, that's going to go a long way. It's going to be worth a lot more than $4,000 or $5,000 once you're overseas. So it makes sense, if you're planning to be a missionary, really save up and be smart with your money ahead of time. But aside from that, you also have to think about, what am I going to do for work? You say, but I'm going to be a missionary. I'm going to be full-time. Well, the reality is you're probably not going to have full-time missionary support money. You're probably not going to have a ton of churches that are going to support you, and you have to figure out, what am I going to do to have money coming in every month? Now, you know, if you're able to build a ministry and you have a lot of people donating to you and you're able to be full-time, you know, praise the Lord for that. But I wouldn't just plan on that and just say, I want to be full-time from day one. The reality is you're going to have to think about, what sort of job can I do over there? What jobs can I do online where I can make money and maybe start that, you know, in the U.S. before I go to the mission field? You need to plan financially. You say, why are you talking about this? The reason why I'm talking about this is because I know several people that have moved here, you know, people that moved to our church and things such as that. They didn't really have a plan, and quite honestly, they had to move back. It just didn't work out for them. And, you know, honestly, the large reason why is because they just weren't financially prepared. And this is something that's a very important part of being a missionary. You need to make the preparation ahead of time to know what you're planning to do, because in the reality is you're probably not going to be full-time from day one. There's nothing wrong with that. There's great men of God that are not full-time. You know, in the U.S., great pastors that are not full-time, and Lord willing, they will be one day. But if you're not able to, that's fine. You're going to have to figure out what you're going to do financially. Prepare yourself. Thank you, and God bless.